This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night was the AGM of the North East Radio Club, and we had a good attendance on the night. There were a few people away because they're either overseas or travelling around Australia. But everybody had a good time. There was plenty to eat and drink. And we had a very good presentation by Rob, VK5RC, about his travels recently to Canada and Alaska, illustrated with lots of pretty photos. So thanks very much for that, Rob. And the business of the night, of course, was the election of a new committee for the coming year. And whilst we didn't get a permanent president, we're going to have a rotating chair to run the meetings for that position. But the treasurer is once again David, VK5MDF, and the secretary is once again Brian, VK5VI, and we've got about half a dozen people on the general committee to help run things, so it should go very well. And Nigel, VK5NIG, Stuart, VK5STU, and Rob, VK5RC, stood down from their positions on the committee due to work commitments and other things, and we thank them very much for their efforts during their period of working on the committee. Thanks very much, guys. And don't forget, the subscriptions for membership are now due, and if you pay up to the September meeting, you will get an early bird reduction. So if you pay early, you'll get a reduction in the fees. So don't forget, the fees are now due. And next Friday, the 21st of July, there will be the next in the series of science, technology, engineering and mathematics series at the library at Tea Tree Gully. So once again, we'll be trying to enthuse the young people into doing things technical. And if you'd like to get involved, get in touch with either Trevor, VK5ATQ, or Peter, VK5PX, and give a hand with running the STEM Day. This was very well received last time, and hopefully we've spread the word not only about ham radio, but other technical subjects as well in the area of science, technology, engineering and mathematics. Well, that's all for this week's edition of the North East Radio Club News. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. The antenna building session on Friday the 7th of July was a ripper. Well attended and enjoyed by all, we managed to complete 12 dual-band VHF-UHF flowerpot antennas, and thanks to Peter, VK5KBF, we were able to get them all nicely tuned. A great night, and one that we should hold more often, construction nights that is. Many thanks to Tom, VK5NFT, for doing the initial experimentation and design work. Thanks also to Andrew, VK5MAS, for donating the PVC conduit which was used in the build, and to Gabby Barrington for supplying, yet again, an excellent supper, especially as she and Greg were away and she still helped us out. Tom, VK5EE, has ordered some 50mm heat shrink tubing so that we can complete this build and waterproof the antennas. We now move on to our next project, which will be the design and construction of the gazebo frames for the Legend of the Lakes hill climb. Our hard-working executive committee has finalised the draft for the 2017-2018 budget, and this will be discussed at our next business meeting, and the final version will, hopefully, be adopted at our AGM in August. We are slowly making headway with the update to the Narra Court repeater and hope to have a new, more efficient antenna in place on the tower shortly. I note with interest that a few clubs are about to hold their annual general meetings, and I will be watching to see how many new faces appear on management committees. Fresh blood is always good for any organisation if it is to remain fresh and focused and able to come up with new ideas to keep everyone interested. It's too easy for things to stagnate if the same people run things for too long, as they inevitably start to run out of steam and enthusiasm. Our own AGM will take place in August, and it will be interesting if we can apply the above thoughts to our own club. We were very fortunate this year, as a couple of our newer members stepped up and took some of the workload off the old timers. Many new thoughts and ideas have sprouted from their involvement, and we thank them for their efforts. Well done, Andrew VK5MAS and Andrew VK5VKC. We look forward to seeing a better program for next year's convention, and hopefully the few mistakes that we made this year will be a thing of the past as we try to improve a bit each year. Don't forget that we love having visitors. So, if you are out and about near the Mount on the first or third Friday of a month, feel free to come along and join us at one of our meetings. These are held in our club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre, O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, and start at 7:30 p.m. sharp. We usually have a great supper and a cuppa and tell a few lies after the meeting, so feel free to join us. Until next Sunday, the members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week. And I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Barry, VK5BW, with this week's news and notes from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. There are a number of coming events coming up and what is left of this year, kicking off with the mid-year lunch this Sunday at the Euradler Hotel in the heart of the Adelaide Hills. We have quite a number of participants for this event, so a good time should be had by all. In August, the 19th and 20th will be the ILLW, or the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. The last couple of years, we participated at the Cape Willoughby Lighthouse on Kangaroo Island, using the club call sign of VK5CWL. We have access to accommodation at the site and have previously been able to use the lighthouse to support one end of the antennas. This will be a new, unique and fun weekend and a good exercise in portable operation. Please contact Paul, VK5PAS, at wia.org.au if you would like to participate and help out. Other events to take place are the Oceana DX contest on the 7th of October, with the CW contest being held a week later on the 14th. Our next main event will be the Buy and Sell, which is on track for Sunday the 12th of November, and the venue has been booked for the event. This is always a popular event, and tables are usually at a premium, so book early if you'd like to have a table or two. The people to contact are Roy, VK5NRG, at wia.org.au, or David, VK5KC, at wia.org.au, to book a table and reserve your spot. The next general meeting will be held at the Blackwood Community Centre, Young Street, Blackwood, on Thursday, the 20th of July, commencing at 7:30 p.m. This will be a presentation by myself on the whys and wherefores of coaxial cables and other transmission lines, then followed by supper before the general meeting takes place. I have ordered another batch of name badges, plus I am holding about 20 badges that have not been picked up yet, so if you've missed out, please come and claim your club badge. You are reminded that no one has entry to the hall unless the President or the President's nominee has opened the door for our meeting. This is a requirement of the Council who own the premises. Keep in mind that the other people who may be on site are not permitted to allow entry to other groups, and please exercise courtesy at all times. The next meeting at the Shack will be on Saturday the 22nd of July, commencing at 9 a.m. This will be a technical meeting with a follow-up session of the Thursday night presentation by myself on the practicalities of making up and terminating coaxial cables. We will make several patch cables for use at the Shack, so a practical and useful exercise. The Shack is open for a social gathering on the second Saturday of the month. These are proving very popular and normally well attended. The fourth Saturday is normally for a technical meeting. The club website, www.ahars.com.au, as details of the club with information on committee, newsletters, circulars and events both past and future, and of course photos of events. We look forward to seeing you at one of our meetings. This has been Barry, VK5BW, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Good morning all.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. AREG's next general meeting is this coming Friday, the 21st of July, at the Reedbeds Community Hall, Phelps Court, Fulham, the doors opening at 7:45pm. The propagation gods are not looking favourably upon us at the moment, so you will need all you can get out of your antennas to make those DX QSOs. How? By modelling and fine-tuning your antenna project. How? Well, come along to AREG's next meeting this coming Friday and listen to Paul, VK5SL, who will introduce you to the basics of antenna modelling and will demonstrate how to get started using the 4NEC2 program to examine antenna performance. In particular, Paul will show you how to model a basic dipole, a Windham or off-center fed dipole, and an inverted V antenna, explaining how to define these in the software, what the components in the software do, and how to set them to produce useful models of how the antenna is performing. This will be a great, simple introduction to the topic of antenna modelling. There you go, folks. Find out how to use antenna modelling and fine-tune your antennas. It might just give you that edge in confirming those DX QSOs. So come along to AREG's next meeting. It is this coming Friday evening. Everyone is most welcome. After the presentation, a light supper of tea, coffee and cake will be available, whilst you can mingle and discuss the topics of the day. Further details may be found on AREG's webpages at www.areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.